This year we have a special Yom Kippur Shachalius B'Shabbos. So go on the inyan of saying the Kasha, the Tosfos Reed is the one who brings it up about saying Kiddush, being that on Shabbos it's a Chiv D'Raisa to make Kiddush. So how about when Shabbos is Yom Kippur, what happened to the mitzvah of Kiddush of Shabbos Shachalius B'Yom Kippur? So the background that we have to know about this inyan of saying Kiddush is that there are three dais in the Rishonim as far as Kiddush goes. There's the Iker Lahalacha, the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Raisa of Kiddush is that you have to just say with your mouth. That's the whole Raisa. You have to say that today is the Yom Kiddush. You have to say that today Shabbos is Yom Kodesh, and with that alone, you're Yotze. This, that we have wine, that we make Kiddush with wine, that whole thing about the wine is in the Rabbanan Ba'alma. Then you have the Shita of the other extreme, Rashi. It's brought by the Tosfos Reed. Rashi had a Sefer, it's called Sefer HaPardes. I don't think Rashi himself wrote it. Talmidei Rashi wrote it. And then there you have a lot of letters from Rashi and psakim from Rashi. And Rashi said that the deraisa of Kiddush is that you have to say it with wine and drink the wine. And if you have to do that, all deraisa, you have to mamish not just say the Kiddush, but you have to have wine there and you have to drink the wine. Then in Tosfos and Shavuos on Daf Chaf Amid Beis and other Tosfos and other Mesechtas as well, he has an in-between Shita that the Pshat is that you are mechuyev to say Kiddush over wine, Midraisa, but you don't have to drink any of the wine. You just have to say it over the wine, but you don't have to drink it. That's that part of the drinking the wine is in the Rabban. Okay, so you have all the way to the two extremes in the middle. Either you just have to say it as enough, or you have to say and drink the wine, or in the middle, you have to say it over the wine, but you don't have to drink the wine. I'll just briefly say the Gemara where they're all circling around is the Gemara in Nazir and Daf Dalet, where the Gemara says a drasha, an extra word, Yazir, to tell us that a Nazir cannot drink Kiddush wine. Less or Yein Mitzvah, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Lesser Yain Mitzvah. Another can't drink mitzvah wine. So the Gemara says, what's mitzvah wine? What kind of wine is mitzvah wine? So the Gemara says, Kiddush wine. So the Gemara says, Mushba va'oimed mehar sinaihu. Okay? So this line of Gemara is where it's all from. The Gemara says, Mushba va'oimed mehar sinaihu. The issue is that there's two ways to read the line of Gemara. Since we don't have punctuation in the Gemara, you never know if the Gemara is saying a question mark or a statement. So that's what the Machlokes HaRishayim. Rashi, this part says that that you read it as a statement. The Gemara says, if you're a Nazir, you are Mushba Ba'omid Me Har Sinai, you are Mechuyev from Har Sinai to drink that wine, so you're going to have to drink it even though you're a Nazir. So you say it as a statement. So Rashi writes in Sefer Pardes, what happens if a person's in Nazir and he comes to Kiddush? So Rashi says, what should the Nazir do? So Rashi says, what? L'chatchila, he should try to get bread. Because the din is you can make Kiddush on bread. That's a good eight. Rashi says, what happens if he doesn't have bread? So then, okay, make it on wine, drink the wine. Rashi, because Rashi read the Gemara without a question mark as a statement. Nazir mushba va'omid me'ar sinaihu. The Nazir is mushba from Har Sinai to drink the Kiddush wine, so that's it. You have to do it anyways. So because Rashi read the Gemara as a statement, then you have a clear mefurish Gemara saying that the Nazir is chayev to drink me'ar Sinai to drink the wine. So that's where Rashi got his source that it's a chayev deraisa to drink the wine. Rabbi Natam has a lot of kashas on Rashi's reading of the Gemara. And Rabbi Natam says you're supposed to read it with a question mark. The Gemara says the Nazir should drink Kiddush, should not drink Kiddush wine. So the Gemara says, Mushba va'omid mehar sinaihu. Do you think that it says in the Torah that you have to drink Kiddush wine? There's no such thing. You don't have to drink Kiddush wine in the first place. And so, Mimela, what are you telling me? A whole drush about Kiddush wine? The whole thing, it doesn't exist. The whole thing is a Derabbanan. There can't be a pasuk about Kiddush wine. So, Mimela, Rabbi Tam says that the Gemara is saying Mamish Farkert, that the Gemara is saying there's no such thing. So, there's Mamish two opposite ways how you read the Gemara, as a sentence or as a question mark. And that is the main Shoirish where you see this Shaila about wine of Kiddush. So, again, Hasikum Adover is that there's three Shitas on Kiddush Deraisa. We all know Kiddush Derabanan, there's no shitas. Everybody knows. You have to take a cup of wine and you say Kiddush and you drink the wine. It's a nashayin. Midaraisa. Either like the Rambam, you just say it. Even with no wine, you can just say it in the street. Or you go with Rashi, you have to say it and drink the wine. It's a chiv deraisa. Or in the middle, you have Taisis Atzad that you say it over the wine and you don't need to drink the wine. Now, the Taisis read goes with this Hakdama. And he says, so now let's see what's doing on Shabbos Yom Kippur. So he goes first with the Rambam. He says, according to the Shita, he doesn't call it Rambam, he just doesn't quote anyone's name, just calls it, according to the Shita that says that Kiddush is without wine. He says, according to that, L'chaira, when it comes Shabbos Yom Kippur, you should say, go there and say, say the whole Kiddush without the wine. I mean, you're not going to drink wine on Yom Kippur. But it's a chiv deraisa to say Kiddush. So where's the Kiddush? What happened? Where did it get lost? Where is the Kiddush on Yom Kippur? So he first wants to say it's a raya against the Rambam. He says, no, we could get out of it. The answer is, there is Kiddush on Yom Kippur. When you daven and you say in Shemoneh Esrei about that Shabbos is Kaddish, you just said Kiddush. So Mimela, that's his answer for the Rambam. So Mimela, if you've seen certain Machzorim even have that, they say that when you say the Friday night, Mirtz Hashem, Friday night this year, when you say Shemoneh Esrei, you should have in mind that you're being Yotze Kiddush. Because, according to the Rambam, you are being Yotze Kiddush when you say. Others say, you know, even if you didn't have a Befer Shemind, a general Kavanah is considered, because your Kavanah is according to Chazal, but whatever it is, you're being Yoytze Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei. Next, Shaila, this one the Tosafot doesn't bring up, what about the middle sheet? That Midaraisa, you say Kiddush over a cup of wine, and you don't drink the wine. Where's what happened on Yom Kippur? Nobody seems to be saying Kiddush over a cup of wine on Leil Yom Kippur. Why not? It's a Chiv Deraisa. So on this, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz already speaks about it in Shavuos on Daf Chaf, and he says that the concept of this Shita, that you say it over the wine and you don't drink it, the pshat is that it's available to drink. That the pshat is, it's considered like you're saying the Kiddush over something chashev. What's chashev? A chashev a kais that people drink, wine, something chashev. So it makes there certain chashivas to the Kiddush. But wine that no one can drink is not going to make it any chashev. It's nothing, right? If let's say you take wine, which is a treif wine, right? And you're going to say Kiddush. Well, you don't have to drink the wine, according to the Shita. Okay, so let me already use treif wine. I'll use yai nesach. Is it going to work? No. Why? There's no chashivas to that. The chashivas is because it's a chashav drink. Why is it a chashav drink? Because it's something good to drink. But on Yom Kippur, you can't drink the wine anyways. So memela, there cannot be a deraisa. There's no way that the Torah means Yom Kippur. The Torah cannot be referring to Yom Kippur by this mitzvah of saying it over the wine. That's the Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz says for the middle sheet. According to what he's saying, right. He's saying that even though it's only Atzad Zman, still there would be no Inyan. Even though you're right, it's not Yisr Heftza, but it's
Yain is the Inyan Mizug and Shabbos. I mean, it's symbolic also besides being a drink.
You're saying, but you say, yeah, he's saying it's only considered Kiddush over wine that you can drink. Lamaisa. So therefore, that's how come we don't do it on Yom Kippur. Now, if you go with the third Shita, L'chor should be the easiest. If you say that the Deraisa is that you say Kiddush and you drink the wine, Rashi's Shita, and you have to mamish drink it. So then the reason why we don't do Yom Kippur is pretty obvious, because you can't. So obviously the Torah is not referring to Yom Kippur. But first, this is the kasha. When the Turei Ev, when the Tosis Rid says the third shita, he says that the pshat is that there's two deraisas. He says there's one deraisa that you have to drink the wine, but there's really another deraisa that it has to be kiddush b'makom seuda. He wants to, it's not Dover Pashat what he's saying, but he wants to say that kiddush b'makom seuda is also a halacha l'mashe misani. It's also a deraisa. And he says that the pshat in that is that the Torah is saying that it's not an automatic thing that kiddush is always a deraisa. If you're making a seuda, then you're mechuyev in kiddush midaraisa. So he says, on Yom Kippur, we don't make a seuda. So memela, being that we don't make a seuda on Yom Kippur, therefore there's no kiddush either on Yom Kippur. So the Sefer Shmuas Chaim on Masechta Yuma is very bothered. He doesn't understand who asked the Tosis Rid to bring the Suda into it. The pshat is clear that it, since we're going with Rashi's opinion now, that you have a chiv to drink the wine, so that alone is the reason that it's not an option on Yom Kippur, because you can't drink wine on Yom Kippur. Why did the Tosis Rid throw in that the issue is because the Seuda is a deraisa and the Seuda can't be done in Yom Kippur? And without the Seuda, there's anything better. The Kiddush itself can't be drunk on Yom Kippur.
Because he has to get away from the Nazar. Because the Nazar is not allowed to drink wine yet. If he has to, he has to.
Oh.
Maybe on Yom Kippur, talking.
Okay, well, I'll tell you the difference, though. There is a big difference, because the Gemara's klal is Mush, like the Gemara's words, Mush Bavayim Har Sinai, means that if the Torah made like a shvuah on me from Har Sinai, then I'm not allowed to make a neder against the Torah. That's like a klal, right? Ain a shvuah chal al mitzvah. You can't go ahead and make a shvuah to go against the mitzvah. So over there, okay. But if the Torah made Yom Kippur, I didn't do that. So then L'chaira, what would bother, you know, what would bother the Tosis Rid, right? The Torah could do that. So why is he getting into the Seuda? What's wrong with you? Why can't you just say? Because the wine itself can't be drunk on Yom Kippur.
Maybe the only reason for the wine is because of the Seuda. In other words, isn't there a shy like Dish Makam Seuda is because the wine makes the Seuda more chashiv, or is the Seuda that makes the...
Rashbam says two reasons. Where do we learn out Kiddush Makam Seuda? He said one is because it says, the Karosa LaShabbos Oineg, the Mokim Kriya, in the place where you do Mikra Kodesh, where you say Kiddush, Shamtei Oinig, over there you have to also do the Oinig. And then he has another Pshat, because this that the Torah says, that I should do Kiddush on wine, it's probably a chash of a wine. A wine which is in the middle of a Suda, not just Tam a wine without a Suda.
That's when the Tosis, for that second time, the Tosis Rid is coming, meets Tam the second time.
Yeah, okay.
Rashbam, right?
Okay, but who needs... Who needs him to involve himself in that? Let him go pasha pshat. We're going now. That kiddush means that you drink the wine. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, we don't do it because you can't drink the wine.
You have to drink the wine maybe because you drink the wine plus the shiva.
Oh, so that is mamash exactly what I'm going to get. That is mamash what I'm going to get. So my etza, what I think what's the Tosis Rid is saying is like this. Because if it's just an issue of the wine, there would be an eitzah. What would the eitzah be? Now, like this. How much is the shear for Yom Kippur? For Aveir of Yom Kippur? The answer is Maloy Lugmav. Okay? How much is the shear for Kiddush? Maloy Lugmav. Also Maloy Lugmav. So that won't go. There's no hole over there. They're the same. But, as we said earlier, every kiddush has two options, wine or bread. You can make kiddush on bread or wine. Either one works. How much bread do we need for kiddush? Kazayis. How much bread do we need for Yom Kippur? Kesevis. Kesevis is about double or maybe even triple, it depends on the Rishayinim, of a kazayis. So really, L'chayr, there is a way to do the Kiddush. Go and just eat the kazayas. Oh, the only problem is chatzi shir is aser minat tayr. So l'chayr, what do you mean? Just go ahead. Chatzi, you can't eat chatzi shir and Yom Kippur. Chatzi shir is an iser d'orais. So I'll be masber the eitzah. The eitzah means like this. We have to start from the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Vayavar Mordechai, the Gemara right, Tezayin in Megillah, Mordechai made a tainus. The tainus was Erev Pesach and the first 2 days of Pesach. So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz's famous Kasha says, how could Mordechai do that? He's going to make the whole Klal Yisrael over at no matzah that year. How could Mordechai pick a chleis? That's his Kasha. So the Aruch Lener says in Yevamis that no, the pshat is they made a tainus, but a tainus also goes by kosevis, and they ate a kazayis of matzah. So the Aruch Lener says b'chatzis shiyasim min ha'tayrim. Zok the Aruch Lener, when they made the tainus, they said on condition that this tainus is without chatzis shiyah. So Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer says, lo muvan. What do you? You can't do that. You can tell you your masal hamashik because about tayra. If you made a tainus, you're not allowed to chatzishir. Is also mean a tayra. What do you mean? You don't want chatzishir.
They serve the nisur nether. So whatever your nether is, what's
that? Right. It's your nether. Right. Okay. Well, you know, it's a machlokes rishayim. If chatzishir b'nether also mean a tayra. So the Aruch Lener means if you hold chatzis shir b'neder as asur b'tayr, it is a machlokes rishayim. So Rav Chaim Moshe says that can't be the pshat. You can't say they made a tanai that there won't be chatzis shir. So Rav Chaim Moshe, I'll explain you the pshat. He says like this.
You both.
Right. So there for sure you can't make it tanai.
Yeah, you can, because if the Torah is telling you should make Kiddush.
Well, we're figuring it out right now. We're sitting down to figure it out. We're saying Yom Kippur says I can't eat, and Kiddush.
We conclude that the Torah is telling us to make Kiddush, and this is the way to do it. The Torah is making that tonight, that Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay, I understand, but I can't make that conclusion because Viharaya, then what is the Tosfos read saying that since Midaraisa I need the Suda, so therefore now there's no Kiddush. The other way around, Ipcha, let's eat the Suda. Because the Torah is saying I have to make Kiddush. I mean, we're not going that way. We're going that the Torah is saying they can't eat. So we have to like. Okay, but how? If I'm ready to say that the Torah is not letting me eat the full shear, meaning because why? Because we're going with the regular rules of the Torah. So then, why would I say a chatzis shear is suspended? I mean, the
rule. Chatzis
shear
by Yom Kippur.
Sure. The Gemara says it on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says chatzis shear by the Torah on Yom Kippur. In the beginning of the eighth parak in Yom. Yeah, right, it's a chiddush because even though it's yisvara could be that's nothing, but Lamaisa the Gemara says it over there. So like this, the Rav Chaim Meiser says the cheshbin is like this. The chinuch explains this that we have a man made a neder not to eat matzah. The Mishnah says he can't eat matzah. Zok the chinuch. What's pshat in that itself? Why don't we say asay doicha loisa say? Let's say the mitzvah of matzah is doicha the loisa say of his neder. And for the chinuch, say for a chinuch, because we know in Shas a neder is a loisa v'yase. It's a lava loyachal dvar, and it's an asay of kichal yitzim ipi v'yase. Ve'en asay doicha loisa v'yase. That's pshat in the mission. Zok Rav Chaim Moser. Now nechzi yana. Chatzi shir, aser min ha'tayr. Is chatzi shir have a lav and an asay? Or the chatzi shir, which is aser min ha'tayr, has a drasha from the word kol, chayla v'lo yisei chayla. We marb it from the word kol. So, Zok Rav Chaim Meiser, I think pshat in the Gemara is that it's a brand new aveira of kol. It's a lav because it says loy. But you have a new lav of chatzis shir asur min ha'tayr. If somebody eats a chatzis shir, he doesn't get the lav and the asay. You could look at it two ways. You could say that chatzi shiur minatayr means chatzi shiur. It's like a gilui milsa. Chatzi shiur also has the lav in the essay. Zoktav Chaim Reiser, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is the chatzi shiur gets a new lav of kol. If somebody ate the chatzi shiur, he got a lav of kol, but he doesn't get the regular lav of whatever thing that he's doing wrong. He won't get that.
Which comes with
an essay. And we learn out from there to every aveira. So every aveira, when you do chatzi shiur, Zoktav Chaim Reiser, you don't get the mekori, you don't get like the original lav or whatever you. You only get this kol. That's it. Memela, that's how Klal Yisrael ate the matzah that year. What happened was they taka made a tainus for 3 days. Erev Pesach, Pesach, and the second day Pesach. And the amount for a tainus is a kesevis. Well, they went ahead and they ate the matzah, only one kazayis. Is a chatzi shiur. Chatzi shiur is also minatayra. But it's only a lav. So the assay of the matzah was doicha, the lav. And that's how they ate the matzah. That's Rav Chaim Reiser writes in Chelek Bey Simen Chof Aleph. That's Yoyradeya Simen Chof Aleph. That's where Chaim Reiser writes.
What's the onesh on that?
You want to know if you get Malkus, you mean? We don't get Malkus. Since it's not the main pasuk, it's only like a ribui, so it's like a call. Oh, you want to say it's Lashu Bichlalas. I see, yeah. Maybe. So that's what Rav Chaim Reiser says. Based on that, so let's carry it back to Yom Kippur. The person needs to make Kiddush. And we're going to the Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that it's a chiv de draisa to drink the wine. So, or eat the bread. One of the two. So we say, how will you do Kiddush? No problem. You go and you make the Kiddush. And you eat the chatzi shiur. Chatzi shiur also min ha-taira. No problem. Asei doicha lois asei. And this is a lav she'ein boikaris. Because it's a new lav. In other words, if you went without Rav Chaim Reiser's whole piece of taira, it might be considered a lav she'ein karis. Could be, I don't know. Because you're not going to get karis, l'maisa. It's only a chatzi shiur. But it is the lav which has karis. So it could be you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But according to Rav Chaim Reiser, you don't get that lav. You just get the new lav of kol. So memela, the new lav of kol doesn't have any karas on it. Memela, the assay would be doicha. So memela, that's why the Tosis Reed was thinking to himself that let's make Kiddush, according to Rashi. So the Tosis Reed, yeah, but there's another deraisa. The deraisa is you need to have the suda. And now that you need to have the suda, the Tosfos Reed explains that the pshat in that is not a chiv, not there's a chiv to eat a suda on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos and make Kiddush. The other way. If you have a suda, you have to make Kiddush. That's how he speaks it up. So b'meilo, you have no right to have a suda, and then you won't be chayav in Kiddush. The chiv me'ikara lesi, because the whole chiv is, if you have a suda, you have to make Kiddush. Now that you're not making a suda because it's Yom Kippur today, you won't have Kiddush. That is his way to get out according to Rashi. That's why you have to be so mayrich according to Rashi. Okay, so that's the first nekuda over here. There is another way to explain why you should l'chayra be able to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur with wine, according to the Rambam's sheet. Only according to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has a famous Shita in Perek Chav Tes of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yer Alf, where the Rambam says, Yesh la'odom lekadesh koidem knisas ha-Shabbos. The Rambam said, it is fine to make Kiddush before Shabbos. You don't need to make Kiddush on Shabbos, the Rambam says. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. It's Mamash the Rambam's words. He says, just like Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, we say Kadshehu B'chnitzosai, V'Kadshehu B'tziyosai. Just like you make Avdallah a little after Shabbos, so too, Zok the Rambam, you can make Kiddush a little before Shabbos. So that's the Rambam sheet. So Be'emes, according to the Rambam, you really should be able to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shabbos. Just make Kiddush a little before. The Paiskim there say the Rambam means starting from Plaga Mincha. That's called before.
And then there's no
Taisus. No Taisus. I'm not making Taisus. I'm going to say, I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos. I am not being Mekabel Yom Kippur. I'm still driving to Shul. I'm just making Kiddush now. According to Rambam, that's perfectly fine. You once it's Plaga Mincha, once it's an hour and a quarter, 75 minutes before Shkia, right? You have plenty time. You go and say Kiddush. That is the Rambam sheet.
Is that what the Rambam means? That you can make Kiddush before Shabbos without being Mekabel?
Well, yes, because I'll tell you even better. You know, the Rambam sheet is there's no such thing as Tosfos Shabbos.
Only
Yom Kippur. Right. So, according to the Rambam, can't mean Tosfos Shabbos, right? Because there is no such thing in the world. Right? And the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't just mean you're not Mechuyev. The Rambam means that even if you tried it, it wouldn't work. As I state in the Magid Mishnah. That there's no such thing at all. So, according to the Rambam, it means what he said. No tricks. It means you make Kiddush before Shabbos.
Vizehu. But that's not going to help the Rambam. Because Rambam doesn't hold you anymore.
100%. I just meant that we'll borrow the Tosfos Reed if he were holding like the Rambam. If he was holding like the Rambam on this, then there would be another reason why you would be able to make Kiddush on the wine if he would hold that way. So therefore, the Tosfos Reed would have to say, yeah, but what's with the Suda? Because the Suda has to be a Shabbos Suda. The Suda part has to be on Shabbos. Is Memela, that's the only problem. If you would hold like the Rambam, it's only Lu Yitzuyer, because it's not very... Oh, I'm going to get that in a second.
Now, my meaning is in this, that the Rambam holds is not in the Tosfos Shabbos, is only Lagabi Kiddush, but Lagabi Yisra Malacha.
No such thing for nothing. Zero. There's no such thing for Malacha, for Kiddush, for nothing, according to the Rambam. Shabbos starts when Shabbos starts, and that's all, according to the Rambam.
Yeah, but this is Yom Kippur. So it's a Taisus.
Fine, but I won't do the Eitzah.
It's only for Malacha, it's a Kiddush Sayyayin.
The for Yom Kippur? Fine, let's say it's everything. But we're talking an Eitzah here. Go ahead and make Kiddush. Don't make any Taisus. Leave out the whole, I'm not doing any, I'm still driving to shul, I'm eating, I'm not keeping anything, I'll just make Kiddush, because I got the Rambam, you can make Kiddush.
The Taisus is when you get to shul, you'll say, now you'll
do. Right, then you'll do it. That's
start
it.
Start the Suda Mafsekas with Kiddush and Shabbos.
Right. So that's, okay, so but that, obviously that's only theoretical, it would be a good pshat in the Taisus Reed, except for the thing that's a huge Kiddush to go and say the Taisus Reed holds like the Rambam. Fine, but now I want to just ask on the Rambam himself. The Rambam Avada is from the opinion that the whole Indian of drinking the wine is a drabban. He midrash, you don't need the whole thing. But let's ask a question on the Rambam. Why shouldn't I do the drabban? Why shouldn't I? Go and say Kiddush an hour before Yom Kippur. Why should the drabban? I mean, what's the problem here? Why shouldn't I make Kiddush an hour before Yom Kippur, no Taisvis, and be Yotzi, the drabban? Oh, so the thing is like this. It might be because you need Kiddush B'makom Seuda. So I'll say, okay, so make a Seuda too. But you need a Shabbos Seuda L'chayr. The problem, though, is that Shitas Rambam happens to be that Kiddush B'makom Seuda could be a weekday Seuda. The Rambam's Shita is that if a person ate, he holds like the riff. It's a machlekes riff and rush. Or else how would it work? Unless he, you're right, how would it ever happen? Yeah, unless you say like it's close and you sit there and you wait till Shabbos, it will be a big hefsek, yeah. It is probable, but it happens to be it's true because there's a machlekes riff and rush about it. The riff says, let's say you ate Friday and Friday afternoon you're eating, right? And then you bench. So state in the riff, you bench, and those days you used to bench on a kais, you bench on the kais, then you take a second kais, and you make Kiddush. So the Rosh brings it down, and Arvei Pesach and Siman Zayin, Frek the Rosh, where's your Kiddush B'makom Seuda here? Zok the Rosh, I guess the old Seuda was the Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Friday Seuda. Zok the Rosh, I don't think so. I think you need a Shabbos Seuda. But the Rif and the Rambam stay that way. The Rif and the Rambam say that a Friday Suda is Kiddush B'makom Seuda. I saw in the Sefer, he wants to say that the Machlokes Rosh and Rif is the reason of Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Because the Rashbam had two reasons. One is because the Karasa Shabbos Oynik, because you have to do it with Oynik Shabbos. So then you need a Shabbos Suda. The other reason of the Rashbam was because it's more chashiv when the wine has a connection to a suda. So as long as it has connection to any suda. But anyways, the Rambam holds that Kiddush Makom Suda could be a weekday suda. So im kein, why, according to the Rambam, this Friday, why shouldn't the halacha be? Go ahead. You're going to eat a suda anyway, suda mafsekas. Make sure you eat it after plaga mincha. You have a nice suda and say Kiddush. Why not? So that's the kash. So the lechayra, the easiest answer is like this. Because it still says in the Rambam, when the Rambam opens up in Perek Chof Tes, he says, the Iker Kiddush is you make it balayla. Then he writes in Halacha Yeral, you could also do it before. So pshat is, the main Kiddush is at night. So the Chazal are not, there's no Kiddush for Yom Kippur by night. So Memela, the Rabbanan just took off the whole Kiddush. The Rabbanan, in other words, the Rabbanan pottered you, that's the answer. Midaraisa, anyways, the Rambam holds the whole Kiddush is just saying. The whole thing is Midrabbanan, the wine. Now, the main way that people make Kiddush normally, they make it at night. And you can't do it on Yom Kippur, so he just took it off entirely. However, this answer that I'm giving for the Rambam would mean that the Rambam is being machriya and a machlekes achrein. There is a machlekes achreinim, which is mamish negeh to very many families, which is on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Is there a mitzvah to make Kiddush or not? Let's say the one that's more discussed in the Poskim is sick people. Are Cholim supposed to make Kiddush Shabbos Yom Kippur? They're eating anyways. And the other one, which is more Nogeyah, Baruch Hashem, is children that always eat. So what's the halach? So we'll start from the beginning. The Magen Avraham starts off from the Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Taf Reish Yirches, where it says there that if somebody's sick, he needs Lecha Mishnah, he should say Yalav Yavoy. That's the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Tur, and the Tur said that he heard it from his father, the Rosh. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't think so. He brings the Shibulei Leket said Nishtazoy. There's no Lecha Mishnah, there's no Yalav Yavoy. The Chazal didn't make any of these things on Yom Kippur. You're not supposed to be eating. So he has to eat. Okay, there's no Lecha Mishnah, there's no Yalav Yavoy. So Zok the Magen Avraham, Lamaise, you have to be Machmer, and you should do the Lecha Mishnah and the Yalav Yavoy, because you can't just ignore the Torah. But he says, how about Kiddush? How about Kiddush? A person's a Chayla. Should he make Kiddush? I'm playing Yom Kippur. Zok there, you can't play around with Kiddush. Because if you're wrong, you're doing a bracha levatala. Lecha Mishnah wasn't hurt you, so you have two Lecha Mishnahs. You can't go too wrong. Yalav Yavoy, at least it's not a whole bracha. You do say Elikeinu, but it's not a whole bracha. So over there, yeah, it's kedai to be machmer. But when it comes to Kiddush, fine, the Torah would say you should make Kiddush. The Shibuya Lech would say, nah, you can't be machmer.
Brachal Vatal. What's the case of the Kiddush? Is it a person that has to do it Pachas Mekashir or not?
Probably he has to eat full. If it's Pachas Mekashir, it's going to get into big trouble. Right, how will he make Kiddush? But he's a real Chayli, he needs to eat full. He's got to eat the whole business.
If anybody has Pachas Mekashir,
how will he make Kiddush? Right, he won't be able to drink the Shir. It won't work. Right, it has to be that he's a Chayli that he has to drink a whole Shir. Right, there's for sure chaylim, they have to drink a shir. So for them, Zok the Magen Avraham, that you can't, it's a brachal vatala, it might be a brachal vatala, you can't be mach. I do want to mention, if you have two chaylim, and you go like the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to divide the wine between two people. Yeah, okay. I want to mention here, a chiddush nifla ma'od, that my father heard in Tavshin Ayin Beis, Yud Aleph Tishrei. He was speaking to my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yehoshua Soloveitchik. And when he told my father that when he was 9 years old, they asked his grandfather, was the last year his grandfather was alive, the Brisker of Bechvoid of Atzmai, should he make Kiddush? He's 9 years old, he's eating Yom Kippur. Brisker of said, yes, full Kiddush with a bracha and drink the wine. It was a regular, no Shabbos yet. We didn't get the Shabbos. Plain Yom Kippur it was. That means, L'chayr, that he went with the tour. I don't know why he went with the tour. He went with the tour that you do all the things. Yalav Yavoy, he was not afraid of Brach L'Vatala.
Okay.
He was not afraid of bracha latala. He held that you should do it. But anyways, the Magen Avraham says you should not do it.
This was a
cotton. Oh, so, but I mean, it might be bracha latala. You tell cotton to do it, I mean.
Maybe makom mitzvah shari.
But it might not be a mitzvah. I mean, that's what we're dealing. I don't know. Yeah, why would we tell? Yeah, I don't know the answer. You're right, you wouldn't do that. It seems like he passed it. I mean, you understand what's going on. Shulchan Aruch does not bring this machloikas. Shulchan Aruch says you do say Yalav Yavoy, and that's what the Torah said. The Magen Avraham came along and brought a Shibulei Leket, and therefore he said it's a machloikas. I don't know, maybe he just held that Shulchan Aruch says that you have to do it, then we go with it. I don't know. I don't know the reason. I can just tell you the story. That is the story.
Is the Havkah only in Kiddush of Yom Kippur? That year, the risk was in through Shabbos
also. No, it was not Shabbos. Then it was the year before. He said Befeirsh it was not Shabbos. Was not Shabbos. So okay, that is the first step. Zokt Rabbi Akiva Eger, that this whole thing that the Magen Avraham is saying that Chazal didn't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur is a regular year. But when Yom Kippur is Shabbos, so then it's Shabbos. So the Chazal for sure have Kiddush for Shabbos. So Ibezoi over there, Nir Ali, he says, Kein Nir Ali, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, Avada, on a year of Yom Kippur Shabbos, the Chayla makes Kiddush. Because the whole idea of the Magen Avraham is the Chazal never made Kiddush for Yom Kippur. But Chazal did make Kiddush for Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. So Memela, a Chayla should, which automatically means also a cup. And there are some people that Lamaisa do this. I've heard here and there are yechidim that do it. Lamaisa Mishneh Brura says we don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur for Chayla, period. And he doesn't write Shabbos any different. And in the bottom he writes Kach Sosam B'Matei Ephraim V'Shulchan Aruch Hagraz V'Chaye Adam V'Ayin B'Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger. In other words, what is he writing? Kach Sosam B'Mate Ephraim Chayot Magraz. All the three Sfarim wrote Stam, no Kiddush. Not one of them wrote, but Shabbos is different. So Memela, I'm also going to write it Stam. V'ayin b'chidush Rabbi Kiveger. But look, in Chidush Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Kiveger did make a chilik. But in other words, that's where the Minhag HaOlam comes from, that they're also Sosam, and you don't find kids making Kiddush. Most places I've seen kids don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, and Cholim don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, because the Mishneh Berurah was Sosam. Now, the Shaila, so now, what we're really doing now is we're saying what we have arrived from the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, every Jew in Klal Yisrael is a Cholim. Has the same idea as a Cholim. He could make Kiddush before an hour and 15 minutes before Yom Kippur starts. So why isn't he doing it? The answer is because Chazal took it off. So then you see they did take it off. Then you see they took it off. Then you see like we're bringing a raya to the Graz and the Chayyotim and the Matei Ephraim. That Chazal took off Kiddush. Because if it would be like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the Pshat is Kiddush is Chai V'Kayim on Shabbos Yom Kippur, so if Kiddush would be Chai V'Kayim Shabbos Yom Kippur, we would all be making Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Kippur.
That's only good according to the Rambam. That's only good because the Rambam says there's Kiddush D'Oraisa by just saying it.
Right.
According to Rashi, that Kiddush D'Oraisa is of Hakos, Chazal doesn't have a right to take off a Kiddush.
You're right.
D'Oraisa.
You're right. Right. True. But what I mean is, we'll have the main Shita Ladina is the Rambam. I'm saying, you know, the main Shita, so according to the main Shita, at least we have it straight, that there's no Kiddush.
Right.
So that, right, according to the Rambam. Right, not everybody, but the Rambam, at least we'll have a right, the Rambam goes with that Shita, the Chazal took it off.
According to what you say, Benchi and Shabbos, I mean, you say it's Yom HaShabbos, don't say you do.
Right, you say Ritze in benching, you mean?
Yeah,
right, you say Ritze and Yalav Yavoy.
You say Shabbos V'Yom Kippur.
In benching, it's Ritze and Yalav Yavoy.
You say whatever.
Oh, in Kiddush. Yeah, you say the, if you...
Kiddush, Shabbos,
yeah, you right, that's what you would say. If you would go with, you mean according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Oh, I see. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, would you stick in Yom Kippur? I don't know. I hear. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's not a brachal of Atala, so maybe, yeah, because you're saying Kiddush anyways.
I compared that to a few years ago. I was asking about if you eat kazayas of the zaynis, and you eat a little puffers of wine. So once you're making...
should you put in? I'll get fin into it.
I think he held the can.
Okay, so I could hear that. Maybe once you're already saying it, so it's not a brachal vatala, so you should probably put it in. Yeah. Okay, so let's get our bearings straight. So we're saying like this. The kasha was on the Rambam. Why doesn't every Jew make Kiddush an hour before Yom Kippur, the Mirtzah Shem Friday? The answer is because it's only Drabon and the Chazal took it off. Im Kain, we see a raya that Chazal took off Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Kippur, like the Roy Vachrei. Like this. The Shaila is, L'chay Rabbi Kveger saying a nice svara. L'chayra, Rabbi Kveger is saying a nice svara that being that Shabbos has Kiddush and Chazal made that, why are all the Achrayim so sure that Chazal Taka took it off? Okay, so you say maybe they got it from the whole Rambam, from the whole Raya we got from the Rambam. But there's another pshat from the Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach says a more ridiculous thing. The Ur Sameach says that he starts off with a Rambam. The Rambam says in Yom Kippur, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do Avodas Yom Kippur. But if it's Yom Kippur Shabbos, then the Kohen Gadol also has to do the Korban Musaf Shabbos. So the Ur Sameach says, I could not find any Mara Mokim for this Rambam, he says. He says, maybe the Rambam had one, but I don't know it. As they state in the Ur Sameach, he says, but maybe the Mokker of the Rambam was a Gemara in Kol HaTadir. The Gemara in Kol HaTadir is talking about the din is Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveroi, whatever has more, it's a Mishnah. Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveroi, Kodem Mechaveroi. If you have two karbonis, one is more Kaddish than the other, then you're supposed to bring the one which is more Kaddish. So the Gemara says, what if one is a carbon Rosh Hashanah and one is the carbon Tamid on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, L'chayra, the carbon Rosh Hashanah is more Kaddish. So the Gemara, Atu Rosh Hashanah L'didei Ahani L'karbon Tamid Lo Yahani. The Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is only helps for itself and it doesn't help for the Tamid of Rosh Hashanah. The Kedusha is mispashit into everything of Rosh Hashanah, including the Tamid, so they're equally Kaddish. That's the Rambam's Mekoyer. That now that Yom Kippur fell out Shabbos, so the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is spread out even into the Musaf of Shabbos. So now the Musaf of Shabbos also has Kedusha of Yom Kippur, so you need a Kohen Gadol for that too. Zokhtar Sameach, Lachain ani Moire Uba. That if someone is a Chayle and he asks me on Shabbos Yom Kippur, should I make Kiddush? I tell him no. Because the Kedusha of Shvisas Yom Kippur spreads into Shabbos, and Memela, there's no more Kiddush for Shabbos either. That's what he says. The Kedusha of Yom Kippur spreads into Shabbos, and Memela, there's no more inyan of Kiddush on Shabbos either.
That's different than the cases.
In the
other case where there's nothing against it,
yeah,
there's something
negative. Oh, I hear. Okay. I was going to say different. That L'chayra, the Ur Sameach, is jumping from Kedusha to Mitzvahs. The pshat is, you want to know how holy the thing is. So you say, okay, if it's on Rosh Hashanah, there's Kedusha spreading all over the whole place, and it's going into the carbon, and it makes the carbon very Kaddish. Memela, they're equally Kaddish. So you want to say, this behemoth is so Kaddish that the Kohen Gadol himself has to go and do the Akram. Fine. But here you're talking about, there's a mitzvah essay to fast on Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah essay to make Kiddush on Shabbos. So the mitzvah flows into the other mitzvah, and it's l'chayr, a different kind of concept than Kedusha. So my father always says over on this Ur Sameach that you see at least one thing from the Ur Sameach, that the inyan of fasting on Yom Kippur is not just a mitzvah. That is the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The Kedusha of Yom Kippur is, there's such a Moira Nevuchim, he says, many Svarim say, the Kedusha is that we're like beyond eating. And the Rambam, there's a Rambam that many Svarim already in Pachad Yitzchak and in many of the Rav Aaron Cutler has. The Rambam says mitzvahs esei lishbois me'achilo shtiyah. Even though the Pasuk didn't write that, the Pasuk wrote v'inisem. He changed the word. He said that it's an inin of shvisa from achila and shtiyah. Like the pshat is that, you, just like usually, you have a shvisa from malacha. On Yom Kippur, you rest from achila and shtiyah. It's like a higher madrega. So the Arsamech is like saying that kedusha level of Yom Kippur flows into Shabbos, and it makes it a higher day that there's no achila and shtiyah on that day at all. It's still a chiddush because the bais, it's like you're saying, it's still taking off a mitzvah. But
backwards midu, steps it along. Usually we say midu, it covers this, it covers that too. You have
to have
the concept all the time.
Sure.
And it's just the opposite. Neither they don't do it, so
right, right.
Don't do it.
So what he's saying though is like it's a positive thing though. It's like a kedusha. Right. And I just want to add on to that another marmukim that you see that the shvisa of Yom Kippur is a kedusha, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs from Kuf Nun Zayin until about Kuf Samech Zayin, something like that, goes through all the Yomim Tovim, one after the next. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Aleph Pesach. You're not allowed to do Melacha Zayin Pesach. You're not allowed to do Melacha Aleph Sukkos. Each one is another mitzvah. And every time, where do we learn it from? Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh. Every single one, it's an Aseh. There's also a Lav in the Lav department of Loisas and Melacha, Loisas and Melacha, but this is an Aseh. Everyone is Mikra Kodesh. Two exceptions. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If you look in a Chumash, they also have Mikra Kodesh by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also. But by those two, the Rambam writes that you learn out Rosh Hashanah from the word Shabbosayin, and you learn out Yom Kippur from Shabbos Shabbosayin. So the Prima Gaonim asks, what happened? Always the Rambam is satisfied with the word Mikra Kodesh. All of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also says Mikra Kodesh. He's not happy. He switched over to Shabbos. So I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Shmuel Baruch Deitch, Shlita. He said, the answer is Mamish Poshet. Open the Chumash, you'll see the pshat. By every Yom Tif, it says, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kol Malacha Lo Yisasu. If you look up by Rosh Hashanah, it says, Yom Trua Yelachem Mikra Kodesh. And by Yom Kippur, it says Mikra Kodesh V'inisem. So the Rambam holds that the calling of Kedusha by every Yom Tov is not to do Malacha. But by Rosh Hashanah, the calling of Kedusha is to blow the Shofar. And by Yom Kippur, the calling of Kedusha is to fast. I mean, it's L'chor Mamish Boilet. If you just look at it, he's Mamish right. Is Memela, we see a Moir D'Kazach. That the Pshat is the calling of Kedusha of Yom Tov is resting from Malacha. But the Mikra Kodesh, the Torah wrote, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem V'nisam, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is called out by fasting. So just another Raya.
So that's very good, Nor Sameach, because the Raya from the Gemara was the Gemara by Rosh Hashanah. Wasn't that Gemara?
The Raya was from Rosh Hashanah, yeah, with
so,
the Tamid.
So it's Davka only, this concept that the Kedusha spreads and takes over is Davka in...
Well, one second. You should, the Gemara though goes on and says the same is Shabbos spreads.
The Gemara
in that Zvachim says a whole bunch of ones. Right. Not just Shabbos. Okay, so Baal Kapanim, according to the Arsameach's Pshat, that the Pshat is that since the Kedusha spreads into Shabbos, there is no idea of wine or anything or eating. Then, of course, it's for sure Meyusha of the question that we started on the Rambam. That we said, why don't you do it an hour before Shabbos? The answer is because there is no Indian bechlal of Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's not a issue that you're stuck. It's an issue that there's pashut, not an Indian bechlal. The Kedusha of this day is no food. So memela that spreads into Shabbos, and there is no concept of wine. So that's a new teretz that we could have for the Rambam. Of course, according to the Arsameach, the din is clear that Chaylim, that's his whole, he said that, Beferish. I am Moir, said, I am Paskin Lamaisa. Chaylim do not make Kiddush on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, because of this reason.
And he's going against the Taisha Smith for sure, because Taisha Smith seems to
hold that it is an issue, you mean?
It is an issue.
Right. That's true. And he's saying that there's no issue at all. Now, I would just want to finish off with one last thing in Rabbi Akiva 8. And this is a new piece. and it's not so new, it's maybe 30 years around. In the newer editions of Shulchan Aruch with extra Rabbi Kiveger, Talman, it's already around. I got it from my bar mitzvah, so it's around over 30 years already. And in that Rabbi Kiveger, it says a taina on the Magen Avraham, a very interesting taina on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that even though every single Yom Kippur is a machloikis between the tour and the shbuleika to make kiddush or not, we can't do it because it's a bracha levatal. Zok the Rabbi Kiveger, two line Rabbi Kiveger says, I don't know what kind of bracha levatal this is. He says, Vadai, this story is by Yom. And by Yom, what's kiddush anyways? Bori Priya Gofen. So Memela, where's the bracha levatal in Bori Priya Gofen? That's the Rabbi Kiveger. Now, the Rabbi Kiveger is Pele mitchilas about Sefer. Mamish. The first thing is, a side Pele, why did Rabbi Kiveger say Evari was Bayoim? What Rabbi Kiveger was there? What do you mean it was Vari Bayoim? Maybe it was Balayla. Most sick people, what, they not, I don't know.
Before Yom Kippur, they go to sleep and they wake up. They
okay, that's what he meant by Vadai. Funny Vadai. I don't know. So I don't know, but maybe he just means, okay, whatever. He means usually or something. I don't know. Okay, that's the smaller issue. The main issue is it's a black and white din. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's the Gemara. The din is if someone didn't make Kiddush, then for whatever reason in the world, the Loch Shulchan Aruch, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oines, Bein B'Rotz, right? And now it's the morning. You make the whole Kiddush. So what do you mean that the whole Kiddush is Bori Priya Gofen? Pela Otsum Me'oid. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean? So Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha to find in Shas Atshuvas Igris Moshe, in Orechayim, in not Orechayim, in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Aleph, Simon Lametes, someone asked him this Kasha on Rabbi Kiva Eger. I guess it was already around in those days. And he asked Rabbi Moshe, what is a pshat in Rabbi Kiva Eger? And now is not the time to go. Rav Moshe says a huge chiddush in pshat in Rabbi Kiveger because of this kasha. So I want to just tell you before, I already had my pshat before I ever saw the Rav Moshe, so I still want to say my pshat. My pshat is like this. There is a famous shaila in the Minchas Chinuch. A person was a shoita the whole night of Shabbos, v'nispakeach Shabbos morning. Does he make Kiddush Shabbos morning? What's the yesod of the Shaila? The yesod of the Shaila is that, do we say that the real Chiv of Kiddush is Balayla and the day is a Tashlumin? So if that were so, then the din is that since he was a Shoita in the Iker time, there's no Tashlumin. And he gives a Dimian. He says, like we find, that the Rosh says that if somebody was a Oinen, by Motzei Shabbos. So since he was Oin in Motzei Shabbos and he was Potter in the main Zman of Havdalah, then even though he became not Oin, he doesn't make Havdalah till Tuesday. Because since he was Potter, he was Oin in the main Zman, he's Potter. Or do we say that the day is Mamish, the main Zman, it's not a Tashlumin, it's the main Zman of Kiddush, and Memela, even though he's a Shaita, he still has to make Kiddush in the day. So the Pinchas Chinuch says, I was Poshet my Shaila. Because the Gemara says, can a person make Kiddush in the day? The Gemara has a question. If somebody didn't make Kiddush at Laila, could he make Kiddush in the day? So the Gemara, yeah, Tashma, just like you can make Kiddush on just like you can make Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday, so too, you can make Kiddush in the day. So Zok, the Minchas Chinuch, we see, they go together. That whatever the pshat is by Havdalah, that's the same pshat for Kiddush in the day. So he says, it comes out that according to the Rosh, who says that the Inyan by the Oinen, by Avdol, is a Tashlumin. So the same thing, the Kiddush is a Tashlumin. According to Maharam Rutenberg, who says that the Oinen is supposed to make Avdolah till Tuesday because it's the main Zman. So also, here it's the main Zman. Now, over here, this whole din of Kiddush is the Rosh. If you remember, it was the tour in the name of the Rosh. So Rabbi Kiveger is saying like this, that this person, he didn't have to eat at night. For Rabbi Kiveger is learning, he didn't have to eat at night. So at night, this person was Potter from Kiddush, because it's Yom Kippur. So the whole thing is that now in the day he has to eat. So he's only saying agafen, because this is like the case of the person who was potter from kiddush at night, and he only became chayiv in kiddush in the morning, and it's totally if it's a tashlumi. Now who are we dealing with? The Rosh. The Rosh is the one that learns it is a tashlumin. Memela, since he was potter then, so memela it's only bray pri agafen. So that's what's bothering Rabbi Kiveger. What's the whole bracha levatal?
Is that halacha true even in a situation where you had in mind Friday night with tefila, that when you made kiddush by day, you'd still have to make a full kiddush with the bracha? If he was ready yotze by night?
Oh, well that, yeah, because you're allowed to, let's say every person says...
No, I'm saying he had in mind specifically Friday night to be yotze kiddush when you tap and make another bracha.
Why not? I don't see why it should be different than every Jew.
Because he already was yotze the kiddush.
But Chazal said you have to do it with wine, and you didn't do what Chazal said. You still are lacking in your chiyuv. Even if it's in your bun, the lamaisa.
If you had such a kavod that you couldn't
do it. No, I'm saying no, but Yom Kippur, but Dafi, you'd have your mind. Normally you would.
That's only like the Rambam.
Okay. Martin Leva, gebetched you.
So, Moshe has a different shot, or Moshe says that shot?
No.
Who do we have shot? The basic shot is that Rabbi Kiveger from the Code, that nobody holds that there's Kiddush. The whole Indian knows the boy Piagas.
Yeah, the whole new house.
Oh, no.